We were getting about 75 to 80% compliance last year. What we were finding is that even though many people had their bear canisters with them, they might not be using them properly. They might not have all of their food and all of their smelly stuff in that canister. So we're realizing that our education efforts are continuing to have to step up in terms of, now that you have that bear canister, here's the proper way to use it. In big picture, there are some changes that I think our visitors are going to notice when they enter the forest this year. Visitors at Wildwood will be experiencing some changes. Wildwood is the put-in, or one of several put-ins, to the North Star Nature Preserve. And what we're going to have is very limited parking at Wildwood, and we're encouraging those folks that want to put into the water to use the Southgate location. There's much better parking and much easier access. We've got some other less obvious changes. Some of that is staffing. We're down the number of seasonals we have from last year. I had two front country rangers last year who were able to focus on trailheads, campgrounds, some of the smaller campgrounds that our concessionaires don't operate, and our picnic areas. And this year I only have one of those front country rangers. So they're not going to be able to give the attention that we'd like to some of those front country areas. I also have a law enforcement officer right now that's covering four ranger districts. He's covering Aspen, Sopras, Eagle, and Holy Cross Ranger Districts. So that's over 1 million acres of land that he's responsible for, and there's just no way he can cover it all. We're very grateful that we've got cooperative law enforcement agreements with our local counties, and we'll work closely with the deputies and the sheriffs in local counties to make sure that folks are safe out there.